Low-income pool funding supports hospitals and other health providers for the care of uninsured and underinsured patients. Under the Obama administration, the money was phased out after Florida refused to expand Medicaid to more low-income Floridians. The dollars officially ran out last year. But the Senate wrote in $600 million in LIP funding in the hope the federal government would give the money back. The House did not include those funds. Wednesday, Governor Rick Scott, state and federal health officials announced Florida would get that and then some.
Obviously, we think it is encouraging that that the Scott administration and the Trump administration worked very quickly to get to a point where, you know, they could offer some certainty to the legislature in terms of the availability of these funds.
Bruce Rubin heads the Florida Hospital Association. Hospitals had been facing big cuts under the Florida Senate and House budget proposals, some $200 to $600 million in cuts between the two chambers. Rubin hopes the influx of new federal LIP money will offset those proposals.
Because now the House and the Senate can make informed decisions about the budget.
So I think it's too early to determine how exactly we would appropriate that money or deploy that money. But it's great news. Florida has always been shortchanged on the amount of LIP funding that we've gotten, particularly compared to states like Texas. And so this is very significant.
That's Senate President Joe Negron. At its peak in 2014, the low-income pool was worth more than $2 billion, with money coming from both the state and federal government. This year's funding is a combination of both as well, with $500 million slated to come from local governments and the rest from the federal government, amounting to a $1.5 billion LIP pool. Agency for Healthcare Administration Secretary Justin Senior notes that's historically what the federal government has given to Florida.
And so the traditional LIP has been $1 billion, now it's 1.5.
The state and federal government are still ironing out the details for how the LIP money gets spent. Senior suggests it could be used to help a group of low-income Floridians who make too much money for Medicaid. Right now, the state only pays hospital bills in the medically needy program.
And you can't help but think that there's a possibility of expanding more comprehensive coverage to those individuals, that it would allow them to establish a primary care physician and to improve the coordination of their coverage so that they weren't simply reliant on a crisis setting, very expensive back-end setting. And there's a possibility, I think, to do that for folks below the poverty level, for example, in those income and eligibility categories.
But that's not to be confused with expanding Medicaid, which the state continues to reject. Senior says another idea up for negotiation is how the LIP money is distributed to healthcare providers. He floats the idea of creating a tiered priority system for reimbursements based on how much charity care organizations provide. But he notes local governments need to be guaranteed a certain amount of money in order for them to continue giving to the program. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.